to see your face. Pass me by the crowds of people, the priest who sing your praise.
Hello, my name is Shane Eidelman, and I'm the pastor of Westside Christian Fellowship in Leona Valley, California. It is my personal heart and goal for you to see truth through a biblical perspective. I hope that you enjoy this segment of Eidelman Unplugged.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Eidelman Unplugged. My name is Luke Duncan and I'm your host here with Pastor Shane Eidelman. Pastor, welcome.
Welcome. Good to be here.
We got a question, a writing question, another one from a listener, and it's pretty straightforward. What's the difference between watching a worship service online versus attending in person? And should, if you have the ability to choose, should you have a preference?
Well, I was actually praying about this question. The question is live worship versus watching online. And as a church, I don't know, I think a lot of churches are this way. We have, I don't know how many times, 100 times more people watching online that are actually, you know, attending. So I was praying about this morning and I thought of a good illustration. Would you rather read about Jesus giving the Beatitudes, or would you have wanted to be there listening? Can you imagine? Oh, the atmosphere. And see, that's just some things you can't make up for, the atmosphere, like when worship is taking place. We hear this all the time. I can't believe how much different it is in person, because the atmosphere is there, the worship, the message, the ambiance, and the crowd. I think it's God designed it that way. I think God wants, I mean, when God affects an atmosphere, it's powerful. So obviously, this is not going to be a blanket statement for everyone, but if you can get plugged into a good church, do it. Don't just sit at home and watch videos and think that watching a live stream is the same thing. It's not even close. It's good. It's better than watching Netflix, probably. And you're going to get edified. You'll get built up. Listen to the YouTube sermons, for sure. But to actually experience a worship service is far better than just watching a video online. Not only that, I think you grow spiritually immensely when it comes to in the live service, because iron sharpens iron. You will run into people that you don't really get along with. And I hear that sometimes. Oh, you know, I don't go to church because I'm going to run into this person. Yeah, I know. There's people at church that tick us off. There's people at church that we don't understand their mannerisms or their demeanor, and it can irritate us. But that's how iron sharpens iron. How do you love the unlovable if you're not confronted with those who are challenging? How do you have patience if you're not confronted with patience? So we grow through relationships. Say you're at church and somebody takes your seat, or that person's got their hands raised high and they're kind of acting a little emotional, and you're like, oh goodness, I can't believe that person. But you come to find out they were just healed of cancer. They're given a death sentence. And now you might worship God a little bit more yourself. You might be at that altar. So iron sharpens iron. It really develops us spiritually, emotionally, mentally. And I think you can feel the power and presence of God. I don't have any problem saying that. I don't get from a video what I get with live worship. And God will inhabit the praises of his people. There's something there when God affects the atmosphere. It doesn't happen a lot. It doesn't happen often, very often, to conservative churches. Churches have to be open, ushering that presence of God. You know, God, show us your glory, manifest yourself, which isn't a bad word. It just means reveal yourself in a powerful way. And sometimes you can cut the atmosphere with a knife. And people are worshiping and God is breaking. I know before I go up and preach, if the atmosphere is really conducive to God moving, I know the sermon's just going to really come out of the deep wells of my heart, because I can feel it in the atmosphere. So that's not feelings. That's not being weird. I can feel the power and presence of God. I think God gave us feelings for a reason, to feel him, to experience him. You'll see that in the upper room. They were excited. They're speaking in tongues. And they said, oh, these people are drunk. No, we're just excited because we are filled with the Spirit. So I think there's a lot to the atmosphere. And I also think leaders can affect that atmosphere. And I've talked to the worship team twice now on this recently. I think you're at one of the meetings too, where we've got to make sure we're all on the same page. We've got the right heart. There's not this bickering or jockeying for position, or I want to sing that song. Why am I singing this song? And right now we have an incredible worship team. I don't really sense that at all. But I don't know what's going on in the back scene a lot, but we have to make sure our hearts are right, because as God begins to work through a humble, broken worship leader, and I don't care if that worship leader begins crying. I don't care if that worship leader goes over the time allotted. I don't care if that worship leader camps out at a song, because you're bringing in the environment of where worship is really transforming and changing the hearts. So, you know, there's churches, this song's 4 minutes and 4 seconds. The next song is 3 minutes and 52 seconds. The next song, then we'll have one baby dedication, and that'll take 1.5 minutes. And then we'll have, and then, you know, you're kind of limiting what God might want to do, because we've seen God move, especially during worship nights, where after about an hour, then people are at the altar. Then God's breaking loose. And sometimes it takes time to press in. And so I think that would really answer the question. I'm sure you can chime in, but of course it's better to be at a live worship service. The benefits are immense. Not only that, you can serve. I think people find out their calling once they step out and serve. We're not designed to just feed me, feed me, feed me. I've got 14 Bible translations and I'm listening to worship all day long and I'm praying, but you haven't went to visit anybody at the hospital. You haven't written prisoners letters or visited prisoners. You haven't taken food to a homeless or a family in need. I mean, we're not designed to be fed with the word of God. There has to be an outlet. So church is a wonderful place to get an outlet. It's a wonderful place for iron sharpens iron. The environment, I believe the atmosphere affects my atmosphere at home and my own personal life. So, but for those who can't, we have people, I could list them right now, that are bedridden. They've been in, and they haven't been able to get out in a long time. And so it's a wonderful blessing to have the live feed and the videos, because it's their church to them. So we love that. We appreciate that. And in their case, it is ideal. But for the vast majority of people, pushing play as you're watching us Facebook Live while your kids are running around making a mess and your husband wants breakfast, and you know, it's not taking that time to just seek God and to be alone with God and be silent while you hear the word of God preached. So I would be in some type of powerful worship service if possible.
Yeah, I agree. I think, like you said, that's the way it was designed. And there's things that it's really, I think from my perspective, it's really, and I'm speaking more along the lines of somebody who maybe the person who, like I say, they feel so, maybe they revert to a video or a digital type right. of service experience because they can't find a church that believes 100% exactly as they do. And they have a hard time going to a church that's 95% in accordance with them, but they can't look past the last 5% or whatever.
Yes.
But I think that one thing that especially in this day and age, when you have people that are, and I say this in love to brothers who may struggle with this type of a problem, but people that are prone to Phariseeism and critical spirits and
you're nailing it.
And this and that, is it's really easy to get away with a sin problem if you don't have to go to church.
It's so funny you said that, because I think some of the not to interrupt, you can go right back to it, but some of the negative emails we get, you know, those negative people, the armchair quarterbacks, they aren't in church.
Right. Right. Yeah, I agree. And you will never have those roots picked out by just watching. I mean, maybe, I guess the Lord could,
yeah,
if he wants
yeah,
to,
that's
but,
true.
But his design is the corporate fellowship for that very reason, because then, like you said, that's where you are broken of in being in not just sharpening other people, but being sharpened by other people. You have some of your less desirable qualities shaved off of you.
Right.
And that's the thing that comes out through the fellowship of the saints. And that's the whole language of being conformed to the image of Christ. Mm-hmm. And if you are not around other people in real life, sure, have live stream chat rooms with them while service or a podcast or something is going on. That's great. But not having personal relationships with other people that profess the same faith you do and maybe don't see things exactly the same way that you do, you'll never learn to love that person in the fullness of your ability if you're not actually there.
That's true.
And because of that, it's really easy to be somebody that cultivates bitterness and resentment and haughtiness and arrogance and thinking that you have all the right answers because you visited all the right websites or something, you know? And so I think that in this day and age, that would be my biggest burden in speaking to somebody with this question is make sure that you're plugged in, so that way your heart is being examined every single time you're in the fellowship That's of your good. Brothers and sisters.
Yeah. You know, and I can see the question coming in right now. Ready for this one? But what about if we can't find a church? Because there's a lot. I mean, that is the number one email we get is, do you know of any solid Bible-believing churches? And you fill in the blank. Washington to Kentucky to Tennessee to Florida to Texas. You know, that's the number one question. So in that case, I mean, live stream might have to, or videos might have to be your food for a while. We're not talking about that. We're talking about finding a good Bible-believing church. Now, we have had people I know up in Idaho, Arizona, Texas. What they will do is they'll watch our live stream together. They'll have a home group. They'll call like-minded believers in, and they'll have a live stream of our services. So that is actually their church service. We're their pastors. We're their church, even 1,000 miles away. So that's a possibility too. Ideally, it'd be good to at some point, you know, have a church. But for now, getting believers together, watching the live stream, having somebody watch the kids, maybe the younger ones, the toddlers, even having the kids listen as well. Maybe we can talk about that in the future too. That comes in. What age should the kids, you know, be in church, and the family integrated movement and all that, but we'll have to save that for a different time. But for those, yes, that you haven't found a good church, you're not just going to go to church to go to church, then our live stream and live stream of many churches is very, very beneficial. Some people might want to know who I listen to, you know, on view. I love to put YouTube on my phone and listen to sermons. I'll listen to, I guess, a half dozen a week. I like Jim Cimbala, the Brooklyn Tabernacle. I like Carter Collin at Times Square Church. I was able to visit both of those about a year and a half ago when I was on Fox News. Just a wonderful place. I'll catch Paul Washer when I need to get beat up a little bit. Anytime people say, boy, you're sure hard, I send him a Paul Washer video.
Love Paul.
Yeah. Paul's got a great heart. I mean, God has different callings. You know, Paul can just shoot him straight, and he's right on the money. And I like Jensen Franklin. You know, he's motivational, but he's spirit-filled. A lot of good sermons on fasting and picking up where you left off. And Jack Graham, PowerPoint, Dr. David Jeremiah, Chuck Swindoll. Actually, on the Westside Christian Fellowship Radio Network, when I put all this programming together, I was able to pick all the speakers. And we've got Dr. Tony Evans. So if you listen to the Westside Christian Fellowship Radio Network, this might be a good plug. You can download our app for free at wcfradio.org, wcfradio.org. Download our apps for free, iTunes, Podbeam, and you can listen 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to worship and solid messages. So those are the people I listen to. They feed me, but they're not the church. And there's nothing like a corporate body of believers coming together. For example, in 10 minutes, me or you are walking into our Wednesday night service where we have an hour and a half of just worship. And that's how we get fed. Iron sharpens iron. And yes, get to a live worship service if you can in a Bible-believing church. If you can't, then pray that God would open a door and he would show you or lead you on where to go and what is best. I believe before people move, they should make sure there's a church there. I think it's that important. So many people move and they're like, well, we'll find a good church later. Well, personally, I'd rather be part of a living, vibrant, loving, God-fearing, Holy Spirit-filled church more, just as much as where I live, my location, because there's people dying in all the states, all 50 states, because there's no solid church nearby. So it is important.
Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, if you enjoyed this episode of Idleman Unplugged, be sure to send us your ideas and topics for future episodes of the podcast. Visit westsidechristianfellowship.org or shaneidleman.com and send us an email of what you would like to hear. My name is Luke Duncan, and I'm your host here with Pastor Shane Idleman. Thank you for listening to this episode of Idleman Unplugged.
Thank you for listening to Idleman Unplugged. For more information, visit us at shaneidleman.com. Again, that's shaneidleman.com. El Paseo Publications proudly supports the Westside Christian Fellowship Radio Network. We are committed to quality in Christian publication. Free ebooks can be found at westsidechristianfellowship.org under free ebooks. Books such as What Works for Men and What Works for Young Adults will help readers understand that the obstacles ahead are never greater than God's power to take you through. Books such as What Works When Diets Don't and Feasting and Fasting demonstrate how health can be achieved from a biblical perspective. Other free books such as Answers for a Confused Church and Desperate for More of God show the importance of fully surrendering our lives to Christ. And One Nation Above God is a must read for anyone concerned about the direction of America. Again, free downloads of these ebooks are available at westsidechristianfellowship.org. We are happy about partnering with the Westside Christian Fellowship Radio Network.